Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Yes, we thank God for this another day that He has made, which is Thursday, August the 16th, 2018. Before we go any further, as I always do, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we go through the Word of God on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight. And for those of you that would like to know what my topic or message title is for tonight, my message title is going to be for tonight, The Body of Christ. It's time to do battle in the streets. Once again, Body of Christ, it is time to do battle in the streets. And our main scripture will be coming from Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. And we will be looking at various scriptures pertaining to this topic for tonight. So again, the main scripture will be found in the book of Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. And all the scriptures for tonight will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because very shortly I will be bringing forth the Word of God on tonight. But before we do that, we're going to go into prayer, and I'm going to ask all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God who is able to hear all of us at the same time. What an awesome, awesome, mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. It's in His name that we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise. Once again, for who and all that you are, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed each one of us to wake up and see. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you will forgive me, starting with me, forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions and also my entire family and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now in your Son Jesus' name, blessing the family of our beloved late sister Aretha Franklin, our sister in Christ, who has made her transition on this morning. We thank you for her life, her spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for her gift of voice and music that you anointed her with, that she shared with the whole world. So we now thank you for allowing her to receive the rest that she well deserved, and she finished her course by faith. And so we now ask that you would continue to comfort and strengthen that entire family, her entire family, and all of her closest and dearest friends. Heavenly Father, let them remember, and not only that family, but all those that are dealing with losing the loved ones on today all over the land. Let them remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love and care, even while they're going through this their darkest hour in the loss of a loved one on tonight. But we know that you know all about it, and you promised in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we're standing on your word on tonight. We're standing on your promises because we know that you are a faithful God. You are a promise keeper. And that's why we love you tonight. We thank you that you are not like man. So Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. I come now in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting up my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, to you, and also my father, James Frank Brown, Sr., and all others that are dealing with mental issues or sicknesses in their bodies, minds, or spirits, whatever the case may be. You know all about it, even for the listeners, Heavenly Father, that are going through challenges right now. We know that you are the healer. You are a doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver all those that we are calling out on tonight and all those that we may not know by name, but we thank God that you know who they are and where they are. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ so that each one of them will have a new testimony and letting the world know that you is the one who healed them. And they would not be ashamed to let the world know that it was you, that you would be glorified through it all, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would move by your spirit through me as I go through your word on tonight. I pray, Lord, that someone would be able to receive your word in love on tonight. It's my prayer and hope and desire that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight through your word that will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, now, before we close our prayer, we want to not to forget our president and all world leaders all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, touch their hearts, that they will come out of flesh and they will be more compassionate and they will show more love towards all people in the earth for your glory is our prayer. And all, if there should be any one of them that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, Lord, that you would send a vessel even their way, and not only for them, for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, send vessels into those institutions and even to those that are in positions over your people all over the land in high positions. Send a vessel their way, Lord, that they will be able to receive your word, that they too can be saved in Jesus' name and come to know and walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, now I lift up by every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry, that you will continue to bless them and meet them and grant them their heart's desire for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And this spiritual food for thought comes to us on tonight. It kind of ties in with the message for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, one plant, one waters, but God gives the increase. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, one plant, one waters, but God gives the increase. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please, go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcement, I only have one announcement that I was intended to have made on my last time being with you all. And I failed to make that announcement, but I made myself a note that I was going to make it tonight. For those of you that are in the Detroit, Michigan area, especially on the east side of Detroit, Top Notch Cuts Mobile Salon. This is a truck that has a beauty salon and also a barbershop within it. and they cut men's and boys' hair. They do women's hair as well, especially for those that maybe in the last minute you have to attend a wedding or a funeral or some occasion, and you do not have an opportunity to go out and get your hair done, whether it's a man get your hair cut or a woman, female, get your hair done the way you want it to. This company will actually come to you with their truck and do your hair for you. It's a mobile salon, top notch. And they can be reached at area code 313-459-2329 or 313-442-6. Once again, those two numbers. If you need your hair done at the last moment, whether you're a man or a woman, boy or girl, the mobile salon, top notch mobile salon, is available for you here in the Detroit, Michigan area. Again, phone number is area code 313-459-2329 or 313-442-6882. But that's my announcement for today. We're getting ready to go to our music break. But I cannot stress enough that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we go through God's Word on tonight, because this is a very serious topic that we're going to be talking about on tonight. The body of Christ is not where it needs to be as far as fulfilling the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ and of God, our Heavenly Father. We have more work to do, so that's why it's important that we talk about this subject on tonight, dealing with street ministries. So after we come back from our music break, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I will be delivering the word on tonight. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to share a word with God's people on tonight. So right now we're going to pay tribute to our sister in Christ, Sister Aretha Franklin. As we all know by now that she made her transition on this morning. She is now no longer suffering from the cancer. Now she's at home with the Lord Jesus Christ. So she has finished her course, and now she is well resting in the arms of Jesus Christ. So we want to continue to lift up her entire family, all of her closest friends, and everyone that's dealing with bereavement on tonight, for we know that God is able. So on dedication to her and her life, we want to play for the music break, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" by Aretha Franklin. Enjoy. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for our sister in Christ, Sister Aretha Franklin. We thank God for what he's doing, what he has done in her life. We thank God for her life. We thank God for that song because we know that it is God who has called her home to be with him. After her labor on earth is over, we thank God that she's now resting in the Lord. I pray that you was blessed by that musical selection by her on tonight. We get ready to go into the Word of God on tonight. And I pray again, if you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, to follow along with me as we go through the Word of God on tonight. Again, our message topic for tonight is dealing with street ministries. That's what we're talking about on tonight. Talking about street ministry is important that we get back into being about our Heavenly Father's business, and that is doing what he called us to do, and that is to go into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time, because there's going to come a time when Jesus comes back. If they're not saved before he comes back, it will be too late. So it's our job, it's our mandate as Christians, as the body of Christ today, to go into the hedges and highways and compel them that are not saved, that are still spiritually blind, to come in while they have time and be saved in Jesus' name. So we're going to start out, and again, I pray that you have the Bibles and pens and paper ready, because we're going to start out with our main scripture. Again, that's gonna, all the scriptures for tonight is going to be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And we're going to start out in the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter number 14. I pray that you have the Bibles, pens, and paper ready. Starting in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse number 23, we're going to see what it says to us. And this is Jesus speaking to us today, his people. And the Lord said, I'm going to make sure I got this right. Yes. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were hidden shall taste of my supper. Back then in the Bible days when Jesus was talking about in the hedges and the highways, a lot of people want to get that confused. And we're going to bring that up to modern times today. We're talking about Jesus was speaking about their hedges and the highways. We can put it today, we're talking about the streets. Yes, it's good to go into the house of the Lord, the temple, wherever you worship and give God praise and glory, and worship him together as a body of believers, which we are supposed to do. That's one thing. After you have heard the word, then what are you doing with the word that you've just heard and received? Are you taking it home and just keeping it to yourself? Are you sharing it with someone? Are you really helping someone with that word that you just received? That's what we are to be about today. We need to be about our Heavenly Father's business. Why do we say this? Because we see so much going on in the world today that God is not pleased with because the body of Christ are not on their coast. Now, I must make this clear and clarify that we do not want to put all denominations, we do not want to put all churches in the same category, that some are not fulfilling their God commission by going into the streets and doing street ministries, because all over the world, all over the country, all in the United States of America, there are a lot of churches and denominations that are actually doing street ministries. But we're talking about tonight those ministries, those churches, those individuals that are saved in Jesus' name, who have the word of God in them, but you do not do street ministry. What is the problem? Why aren't you doing street ministry? Are you afraid? Are you not full of the Holy Ghost? Are you afraid that you will not have the right words to say to the individuals that you come in contact with while doing street ministries? Well, we have an answer for that. That's why the Word of God tells us that it is important that we study God's Word to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the Word of truth, so that when we come upon someone, whether they're in the streets or not, and they have a question for us, the Bible also talks about we should always be ready to give an answer. as to why we stand on our faith and our trust and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we should always be ready to give an answer, because we never know who we're going to come in contact with. We never know who the Lord is going to send our way with a question that we should be able to answer through the Word of God, not with our personal feelings or opinions, but what do the Word of God say about the situation or the problem or the matter that has been brought up to you by the individual that you just met. So the question is, what is street ministry? Street ministry is evangelizing with God's guidance. Again, street ministry is evangelism, evangelizing with God's guidance. Well, that goes for anything, whether you're inside the church or inside the four walls of the church or in your home or doing actual street ministries. You should always be evangelizing with God's guidance and through the Holy Spirit. Today, when Christians, the body of Christ, today, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we actually come from beyond the four walls, yes, again, I said the four walls of our different denominations or churches, the building, the actual buildings, giving God the glory, honor, and praise and worship that's due His name. Also, after being refreshed and prepared through His word, we are to seriously be about our Heavenly Father's business. How? By going where the spiritually blind, the hurting, and the lost are. And where is that? In the streets. We are to go into the streets spreading love. We are to go in the streets spreading peace, hope, and leading those that are still spiritually blind, hopefully leading them to Jesus Christ. The body of Christ today is failing in this area of true ministry, and this is a part of ministry. And why is some of the body of Christ failing in this area today? And with all of today's churches and in some cities, in some states, you can drive or walk within 4 to 5 block areas, and you're going to find, in most cases, you will see, it may not even be that many, sometimes it's even in a 2 or 3 block radius, you will actually see, in some cases, 3, 4, or more churches within that local area. But the question is, what are they doing? That's good that we have a lot of churches, but what are you doing after you come out from beyond the four walls of the church? What are you doing with that word that you receive from your man or woman of God? What are you doing with that word? Are you sharing it with anyone? With this many churches in such small areas, what is the problem? Why are we still seeing and hearing about high crime rates? Why are we still seeing and hearing about the high drug rates, sex trafficking, prostitution, or bullying and hating, et cetera? It's all at an all-time high right now. What is today's church or the body of Christ doing to stop it? That's a good question. And in most cases, we can say, if we really be honest with ourselves, we can say the answer to that is very little. And that's very sad. We, as the body of Christ, we need to remember and be reminded that this battle that we are dealing with, this is not carnal, it's spiritual. And this is why, as Christians today, we must, again, I stress, as Christians today, we must remember God's word. And that word lets us know that this battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Again, Romans chapter 12. Before we do that, we're going to look at Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy first, chapter 32, verse 35. And then we're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 19. But go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, if you have your Bibles. Deuteronomy 32, chapter 32, and then verse number 35. And verse number 35 says to us in the King James Version, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste." As the body of Christ, we can stop a lot of this stuff that's going on in the world today. if we would really truly be about our Heavenly Father's business, and that is if we would truly want to see change in the world and see people's lives get better and see people become saved and see miracles being wrought in the lives of people that we thought would never amount to anything, because we as people, we have a problem with judging people. And the Word of God, we're going to talk about that too very shortly. And it's not our place to judge anyone. And that's what I love about God. See, man, that includes me, we have a tendency of looking at people on the outside, what we see, what we can see with our physical eyes. But we don't know what an individual has gone through or going through just by looking at them. Only God knows. So we thank God that he is who he is, and he is not like man. So, body of Christ, there are people actually in the street that are truly hurting, and they need a word from the Lord. And you are that vessel. I am that vessel. We are the ones. We are the appointed ones for such a time as this, is to do battle in the streets, street ministry. That's what we're called and anointed and appointed to do for such a time as this. Again, after receiving the word on the Sunday or whatever day you worship the Lord, after you receive the Lord's word from your man or woman of God, again, what are you doing with that word? Are you sharing that word with those that are hurting on the streets? I do know that for a fact, there are a lot of members that go right past people that are on the streets, even after a service on Sunday. You drive, you see them going to church, you see them on your way coming from church. And some of these people are really hurting physically and mentally. But the problem is, we as Christians, we are not taking the time out to do what God has called us to do, and that is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those that are hurting. We need to remember that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, that could be us. Even now, if we are going around judging and criticizing people because of the way they look or we think that we're better than they are, the Lord said, be careful. Be very careful, because the same way you looking down on someone else and don't know their full circumstance or situation, the Lord can reverse that and take it off of that individual and then say, you know, that problem or that situation, it'll be on you, because we are failing to do what God has called us to do, and that is to go into the streets and do battle, street ministry. When we know that we are full of the Holy Ghost and we have the Word of God in us, we should not be afraid. We should not be ashamed. We should stand on a holy boldness, because we know that it's not us that are speaking to the people. We know that it's the Holy Spirit speaking through us. That's why it's important that we get in the Word and know the Word, so that when we come across people that sometimes things do not come back to our members right away. When someone comes up to us unexpectedly with a question, that's why we must know the Word. We must hide it in our hearts. So that's why the Lord says that he will bring these words back to our remembrance at the right time, so we can be a blessing to the people that are hurting in the streets when we actually go out and do battle and do street ministry. And that's what it's all about. Yes, this also includes, and it's really truly, sincerely, when we are truly and sincerely doing real street ministry, God, again, it goes back to God already knows who we're going to meet. He already knows who we're going to come in contact with, even before we even come in contact with them. He already knows all the oppositions that will arise in our meeting. He knows all of that in advance, way before he even sent us into battle into the streets. This is why Christians, again, this is why it's very important and vital that we study and know God's word. Again, this is why it is important that Christians study and then know God's word. We must also, at the same time, be aware that the enemy is already going to be near. He's going to be near. Why? He's going to try to stop or deter you or me from our mission or assignment from God, and that is soul winning for Jesus Christ. Again, don't be alarmed. Don't be scared, because the Word already told us that the enemy, he comes in like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So if he know that you are standing on holy boldness, he know that you are actually doing street ministry and battle for the Lord's sake, then you must be aware in advance that the enemy is going to be right on your track. But thank God, he has limited powers. We thank God that as we deal with those that are spiritually blind, we must first pray. That's the first thing. Before we even go into the streets to do ministry or battle, even before we go into the Lord's house to give worship and praise and honor and glory to God, we should pray first. And we should always have God leading us and through the Holy Spirit. So as we deal with those that are spiritually blind today, especially today, we must first pray and ask God to lead and guide us so that we will be able to share the right word or the right words of God to each individual or individuals as we are, again, being led by the Holy Spirit of God to these individuals. Again, it goes back to when we do come to those individuals, we are not to judge them. What did you just say, Brother Brown? We are not to judge them. The Word of God tells us, judge not that ye be not judged. That's found in the book of Matthews. If you want to look that up, that's found in the book of Matthews, chapter 7. And you can look that up from chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Judge not that ye be not judged. God is the only judge. So who are we? Who are you? Who am I to try to judge somebody because of the way they look or because of the way they talk or the way they sound or the way they act? That's not your job. That's not my job. God knows all about it. So you to do what God told you to do, you be on your job, be on your post, fulfilling the Great Commission by winning souls for Jesus Christ by doing actual street ministry. So that's what we are today. We, as the body of Christ, we have got to come together on one accord because this is serious. And the enemy is sitting back laughing at the body of Christ today because he knows that we are not truly being about our Heavenly Father's business. He knows that some of us, so many Christians today, they may have good intentions, but some of them, their attitudes is not right. And if your attitude is wrong and it's all jacked up from the flow up, how can you do street ministry? That includes when you stand in within the four walls of the church. If your attitude is jacked up and it's not right, it's not of God, it's not reflecting Jesus Christ, then you need to sit down. You need to go to God in prayer and ask God to forgive you of your negative attitude so that you can be the vessel that he had anointed you to be for such a time as this, so that when you do go into the streets, into the behind the four walls of the church, and you actually giving God praise, glory, and honor for who he is, and you worshiping him, then you would have no problem of walking out from beyond the four walls of the church. You would have no problem with going into the streets or in your neighborhood, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to everyone that you know who is not saved in Jesus' name on today. So, body of Christ, we are lacking in this area. And it goes back to, once again, we do want to say thank you. And I know God is grateful to all those that are truly doing street ministry today because, again, there are actually churches, there are actually individuals actually doing street ministry today. I actually see them. I'm sure you see them too. And God sees them. So that's what it's all about. So whether we get a pat on the back or not from man, when we are fulfilling the Great Commission by doing what God told us to do, and that is going into the highways and the hedges, and now today it's cold. We're talking about street ministry. When we actually do that, do what God has called and ordained for us to do for such a time as this, then God will be glorified, and then we will see change in the world. We will see people's attitudes change. We will see more and more people coming to Jesus Christ and being saved in his name, and they will come into knowing what their God purpose is, and they will be able to fulfill their own God purpose in the earth. Why? Because somebody took the time to spread the good news of Jesus Christ with them, even though they knew that they would, at one point in their life, they would never, ever walk into a church building. So that's why it's important that we, as the body of Christ, get out and be on our post and do what God called us to do. And that is to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, compelling them to come in and be saved while they have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins. Because just like God gave us a chance. He's given us a chance to let someone else have a chance to be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Because we are out there actually spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. We are out there actually letting people see us. And when we are truly saved in Jesus' name, being about his business, then people will see Jesus Christ in you, even before you walk up on them. You don't have to say a word because they know. They can feel your prayer. They can feel the Holy Spirit through you. They know that you are of God, and you are not coming with hidden motives or agendas, but you are coming with the word of God, because your desire, just like the Lord's desire and hope and prayer, is that no souls be lost today, body of Christ. It's high time. Time is short. The handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see the signs? Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And what a shame it would be to stand before God when we give an account in the day of judgment, when we know that we had an opportunity to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ in the streets by doing street ministries, but we failed to do so. Why? Because we had hidden motives or agendas, or we were judging those that were in the streets because they did not look the way we look, or they did not have the right clothes on, or they had an odor, a bad odor about them. Stop that. That is not of God. And people are sensitive. They know when you come upon them, and they can sense, just like you and I can sense, negative vibes or negative attitudes. They can pick it up just like you can pick it up, just like I can pick it up. So God is not pleased with that today, body of Christ. We have got to do better. And I'm telling you, it is a shame. It is a shame. We, as the body of Christ today, we have got to do better. We got to come on one accord, and we've got to come out from out of these cliques within the body of Christ, within the four walls of the church, and stop all of that mess, because that's exactly what the enemy wants. Satan is sitting back laughing at the body of Christ because we're so busy trying to judge each other within the four walls of the church that we forgot our job, that we are not doing what God called us to do. It is high time for the body of Christ to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And again, street ministry, a lot of people don't think it's important, but it is. It's very important. It's very important to God. It's very important to me. It should be very important to you if you're saved in Jesus' name on today, and you see people are dying every day, and people are dying, and they're going to hell. Why? Because somebody in the body of Christ did not take the time to share God's word with them. And they just felt lost, they felt trapped, and they get caught up in a lot of different things of the world. And next thing you know, Satan got his hands on them, and they can't get loose, they can't get free, because the body of Christ, again, is not doing what we are asked to do by the Lord himself. And that is a shame. So we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business better than what we have been doing in the past. And I give, again, I salute every individual, every denomination, every church that are actually doing street ministries, because, again, we can see them doing street ministries. And we, as the body of Christ, come on now. What are we going to say to God when we stand before God in the day of judgment? What kind of excuse are you going to use when he asks you, how many souls did you try to lead to Jesus Christ while you had a chance? Believe me, he already know. He know, and just like you and I know, we have got to get it together. We have got to put an end to some of this mess that's going on in the world today. And as the body of Christ, we can actually stop a lot of this if we are actually on our post doing what God has called us to do in these last and evil days. God is not pleased, and the body of Christ should not be pleased. We should not be sleeping well at night, because we know that we are not truly being about our Heavenly Father's business, and that is and going into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time. So we, as the body of Christ, it is high time that we get on our post and get about doing what God has called and ordained us to do. So that's why we go to church, and not only to praise God and worship God and give him reverence and glory and honor because of who he is, that's what we're supposed to do. But part of that, it goes back to going after you receive the word, what are you doing with that word? You walk right past somebody that's in the street, and you know And sometimes the Holy Spirit will let you know that an individual is not saved. And he will give you the right words to say. But sometimes our flesh gets in the way, and we feel so, I can't go to the individual. I refuse to go to the individual. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way she looks. I don't like the way they smell. So, in other words, we're judging them. That is not up to us. That's not for us to do. Because had it not been for the Lord on our side, we too would still be lost. Had we not received the word of God from somebody, we still would be lost. So thank God for the word. That's why the word is so important. And that is why it's so important that we take this word and we use it to glorify God in the streets. And we must remember as the body of Christ, the word of God tells us that we all come short of the glory of God because all have sinned. And we all fall short of the glory of God. And if you have your Bible, that's found in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. When God leads us to someone, we should first, after praying, we should find out what their physical need or needs are. If we can address or correct them, then we should share with them what God has given to us to share with them. But the main thing is I'm trying to say, body of Christ on tonight, when we come across an individual who is spiritually blind and we see that they have physical needs, I'm going to put it to you this way. If you run across someone or come upon someone and you see and you know without a doubt that they have not eaten for a couple of days and they are hungry, and someone will actually tell you they're hungry. The problem today with some people in the body of Christ, the first thing we want to do is jump on them and start throwing the scriptures down their throat. Well, believe it or not, they are not listening to you. They are not hearing not one word that's coming from the Lord through your mouth to them. What we need to do, whether it's physical, whether they're hungry, whatever the need is, meet their physical need first. If they're hungry, feed them. If they need shelter, provide shelter for them. Whatever the case may be that you can do physically to help them, then once you've done that, then the Lord can use you to open them up with the word of God. The word of God will do the work through the Holy Spirit. But we must first address their physical need first. Then share with them what God has given to us to share with them through his word. Then, again, they will be more ready and able to hear and receive God's word through you. This is why we must study and show God and study. Again, we must study and know God's word. Again, always ready to give an answer. And that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And then also you can look and also in Romans chapter 7, verse 14. We as Christians, we should always be ready to give an answer as to why we believe the way we believe, why we believe in faith, why do we believe in God and his word. We should always be ready to give an answer. That's why it's important that we study and know God's word for ourselves. Some, not all, again, some people don't believe one person can be effective doing street ministry. Well, I disagree. Why do you disagree, Brother Brown? God can and God will use, if it takes one person, he would use one person if that one person is willing, faithful, and obedient to God and his word. If it's only one, but Jesus was one person, but look what Jesus did. But he's a perfect example. In the flesh, Jesus was one person in the flesh. Look how much he accomplished as one person in the flesh. Well, that same thing applies to us. We have the power and the anointing and authority of Jesus Christ today, but we are failing to use it. That's what it's going to take to do street ministry. We're going to have the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit leading us through our faithfulness to God and through his word and through our obedience to God by standing on his word and taking God at his word so that when he tells us he will be with us, and we, his people, can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can go into the streets. We can do street ministry. We can do street battle, street ministry. But why? Because we know the word of God tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In doing this, we will be, and we should always be, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, not ourselves, not our church, not our pastor, but we should be lifting up the name of Jesus Christ when we're doing street ministry. Again, we should not let the focal point be on us. We should not let the focal point be on our pastor. It's not wrong, nothing wrong with guiding someone to a ministry or to a church. After you have ministered the word to them and they have received the word, then you can lead them to, if it's your church or another church, as long as that church is preaching and standing on the word of God. As long as that man or woman of God is your shepherd, is teaching and preaching and standing on the word of God. Then after you have that person's heart and mind to enough that they can receive the word and they can open their own mouth and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, then I don't see anything wrong with them, with leading them to a church that is truly standing on the word of God today. Jesus said in his word, this is what Jesus said, and it's found in John chapter 12, verses 32. Jesus said himself, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." So, and that's exactly what he did. And that was a mistake they made when they nailed Jesus to the cross. They thought he was finished, but they forgot the words that he said. He said, "If I be lifted up," and what did they do when they lifted, when they put him on the cross and before they crucified him? Guess what? That cross had to be lifted up from the earth. It was lifted up with Jesus on it. He said, "If I be lifted up from the earth," and he was, he said, "I'll draw all men unto me." And guess what? As the body of Christ today, as the believers of Jesus Christ, he is still drawing souls to himself through us, through you, through me, who are actually doing street ministry. So that's why it's so important and it's vital and it's so important, again, that we get about doing our Heavenly Father's business today. Too many people are hurting, and we can stop it. We can do something about it because we have the power and authority. Again, it's in the name Jesus Christ. In the 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9, talks about those in need. And it says here in this verse, "Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Well, that same thing applies to us today. We are not Jesus Christ, but we are his servants. We are his ambassadors. We are his vessels. We have the same power and authority that he had. Or do you have it at all? Think about it. If you are a Christian, you have the same power that Jesus had. You have the same authority. That's why he said we can use that name. We have the power to use his name today. We have the authority to use his name today to compel, when we're going into the street, to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved. They are looking at us, but it's through the Holy Spirit that they hear the words of God. They hear you, they see your mouth moving, but they are actually hearing the Lord himself through you, through me. When we go into the hedges and the highways, into the streets, doing street ministry, doing what God commanded us to do, and that is to draw souls to Jesus Christ so that no souls will be lost. That is God's desire. It was never God's intention for anyone to die and go to hell. And that should not be any Christian's intention. Any faithful, committed believer and doer of God's word today, it should not be your intention or desire to see anyone die and go to hell. If you are saved in Jesus' name, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you are a doer of God's word, then your job, my job, is to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And I keep saying it, I'm going to keep saying it. Some people may be clicking off this show right now as I'm saying it because they're tired of hearing me say it, but I'm going to keep on saying it because God is not pleased. You should be tired of seeing some of the things that you're seeing as a Christian that's going on in the world today. I know I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing that's going on in the world today that's not of God. And at the same time, sick and tired of being a witness to seeing some in the body of Christ that are not doing what God called us to do, and that is going into the hedges and the highways, street ministry, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have a chance, while they have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins. Young man that's listening to me, you young woman, You older man, older woman, it don't matter what race you are. It don't matter what denomination you are affiliated with. You, if you are saved in Jesus' name on today, you have a call upon your life just like I do, just like your pastor. You have a calling upon your life, and that is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ. And once again, that is to do what? Go into the streets, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, that men, women, boys, and girls that are still spiritually blind, that their spiritual eyes will become open after hearing the word of God, that they can be saved. Because the enemy knows that, and a lot of you have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again, the enemy knows that as long as he can keep people spiritually blind and not know the word of God, then he knows that in the end, he's going to win their souls. But that can be avoided. He knows that once someone truly is born again of Jesus Christ and they get in that word of God and they start studying the word for themselves and the Lord starts speaking to them through the word and the word become life and life, light and life to that individual, then that individual is going to know that they have some power now. And who is that power? Jesus. And that's what the enemy knows. That's what he's scared of. So that's why he wants to keep people spiritually blind. That's why he wants people that are saved to not go into the streets and do street battle and street ministry today, because he knows that once people are saved in Jesus' name and they get the word, they're going to use that same word against him. And that's where the power is. It's in the word of God. It's in Jesus Christ. And that's what the enemy is afraid of. So that's why he wants to keep as many people spiritually blind and many people out on the streets, strung out on drugs, filling their bodies, sex trafficking, all kind of stuff going on, bullying, hating, all this stuff that's not of God. That's exactly what the enemy loves, that, because he is the father of lies. He loved that. He loved confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. God is love, and he loved people, the people that he made, you and I, even those that we think are not fit. Who are you? Who am I to judge to say that they are not fit for God's use? At one point, and one time before we were saved, we were not fit for God's use either. That goes for me too. That could go for your pastor. Neither one of your pastor, whether it's a male or a female, until Jesus came in and took away our sin debt with his own blood, none of us could say anything, because we were all destined for hell. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that still works today, and that same blood will never, ever lose its power. So since we know where the power is, it's in the name of Jesus, and we have that authority and the power to use his name, then what's the problem today, Christian? Why aren't you doing your part to do street ministry? What is the problem? If you have a problem with being scared or what people might say or think, then you need to be going to God in prayer. And that's in him to help you in that area, to give you more holy boldness, because he said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said that he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the earth, and even until the end of time. God is going to be with his faithful, committed doers. So if you are being a doer of God's word, going into the streets, doing street ministry, battle in the streets with the word of God, recommending people to know, come and know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on today, you are not alone. Know that God is with you. So that's our message for tonight. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by this word. And I pray that if you have not been doing street ministry, don't always wait for someone else to do street ministry. You are an individual. God can do more with one individual that's sincere about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ than he can with 100 that are walking around pretending to know Jesus Christ with hidden motives or agendas. Again, if you are just one individual who is standing on the word of God, who is standing in holy boldness with the Lord Jesus Christ on your side, you can do more and be more effective as one individual doing street ministry than 100 that are walking around within the four walls of the church with hidden motives and agendas. So what are you doing to do your part to be give God glory, honor, and praise by doing street ministry on today? So we know that the time is not as long as it has been. Jesus Christ is soon to come again. We see the handwriting on the wall, and as we watch the news and hear the news, we see it more and more every day, all the drug abuse, the things that are going on in the world. Again, the enemy loves it. He is having a field day, because he knows that most of those that are in the body of Christ are not doing what they are called to do. And that is a shame. And it's the truth. It's sad, but it's the truth. If you are with me on this page, you know and you see things just like I see things in the spirit, and you see things in the natural with your physical eyes just like I do. God is not pleased with this. And the world should not be pleased with it either, especially those that are in the body of Christ. Again, it's high time that we be about our Heavenly Father's business, and that is going into the hedges and the highways, and today is called the streets, and doing actual street ministry. So I'm going to close tonight's show up with this. Body of Christ, again, it's time to do battle in the streets, and this leads us back to the spiritual food for thoughts for tonight. One plants, one waters, but God gives the increase. So if you are actually doing your job, your calling from the Lord Jesus Christ to do street ministry, that's all it takes is once. If you do your part, somebody else is going to come along. Don't matter about who it is or where they're going to come from. You just do your part. You plant that seed while doing street ministry. Somebody else is going to come by, and they're going to water that seed. And then eventually, God himself is going to be the one to give the increase. Whether you find out that individual that you minister to have become saved or not, whether you know it or not, it would be nice to know that they are saved, become saved because by doing street ministry, being a vessel of God, doing what he called and compelled you to do by doing actual street ministry, whether you know they are in an actual church or not, you just do your part and plant that seed, and then the Lord will send somebody else to water that seed. And again, God himself is going to be the one that gives the increase. So you do your part and let God do the rest. And while we are doing our parts, we stop judging people as God leads us to them, to minister to them that are in the streets. Don't judge them because, again, had it not been for the Lord on our side, we would be just like them. Whatever condition they are in, we will be just like them and have not been for the Lord on our side. So we thank God for this lesson on tonight. I pray again that it has been a blessing to someone. I pray that they receive them love on tonight, because that's what it's all about, love. God is love, and he loves everybody. And so that's why it's important that we do street ministry today, body of Christ. That's the word for tonight, and I pray that you have received it in love, and I pray that someone has been blessed by it. And so right now we're going to close out in prayer. I'm going to ask all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. We thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your promises, Lord, that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, so that when we do go out in the streets to do battle and do street ministry, you promised that you would be with us, and that you said you would bring back things to our remembrance at the right time. So that's why it's important that we have your word. You said that we should hide the word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, so that when we do come across individuals that come across with different questions that we may have forgotten, that you will bring it back to our remembrance through your word and through the aid of the Holy Spirit, that we can be doers of your word even more in the streets and not just hearers only, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So continue to bless and grant the desires of every listener on tonight, Heavenly Father. You know who they are, and you know what they stand in need of. I just thank you for each listener, and I pray that you continue to bless them, that they can share this good news about this worldwide ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And once again, Heavenly Father, I lift up my pastor and shepherd to you. You know what he's going through. You know all about it. And so we just thank you for his healing right now. We know that you are the doctor, and not only him, but all those that are dealing with physical challenges on tonight. We know that you are the healer. So we claim in healing for him right now in the name of Jesus, and all those that are going through physical challenges on tonight, and also mental challenges. We know that you are able. You're well able, more than able. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for their victory right now in advance. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And all the people of God said amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that someone has received this word, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. If you have not been doing street ministry, I pray that you pray to God and ask him to lead you and guide you as to where he needs you to be and where he wants you to be in the streets doing what he called you to do, and that is compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name before it's too late. Until the next time, continue to be blessed with the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
With all my soul.